Hey y'all, what's up? This is Morena Zude, and you are listening to Diary of a Bad Bitch. If you guys don't already know, or if you're new to listening to my podcast, you should check out the videos that I post on YouTube under my name, Morena Zude. This is mainly, the podcast is mainly my main form of doing it, like through SoundCloud and everything, but the visuals, the videos and everything are just like a little extra for the people that like to see someone when they're talking. This episode doesn't have a video because honestly, I like to come out with podcasts whenever the creative juices start flowing inside me. And like, if my makeup isn't done, or if I'm just looking ratchet out here, I'm not gonna post a video. So hopefully the next one there's a video, but I'm out here in Miami chilling. And honestly, I don't like putting on makeup every single day for everything. And while I'm out here, I'm swimming most of the time. I'm a fucking water baby, Aquarius moon. So yeah, you guys, let me get off that rant. But yeah, so please go check out the YouTube for my last videos that I've posted, and I'll definitely be posting more videos as the creative juices flow, like I said. So this week's episode is gonna be on none other than sisters. If y'all don't already know, so there's five of us total, me included, and then I have three younger sisters and then my baby brother, who isn't a baby. I just call him a baby all the time. But yeah, so with siblings, let me ask you guys, okay, how many of you guys, y'all love your siblings so much, but inevitably there's gonna be drama? Like, how many of you guys, you know, just have sibling drama all the time? It just feels like it's just a reoccurring theme. And especially as you get older, there's more things that affect what affects your relationship, you know? So for me right now, I'm the oldest. And if you have foreign parents, let me know. If you have foreign parents, please, please let me know that this is relatable, because I feel like if it's not an American thing, it's mostly a foreign parent thing. Like, all foreign parents want their kids to do either medicine or engineering, sometimes law, you know, but they just want you to do something that, I get it, it's stable and the prestige that's behind it and everything, you know, because we get it, the story. They came from a whole nother country so that not only themselves, but their kids can have an amazing life. And I'm extremely appreciative of that, because honestly, I don't know where else I would want to be besides America, at least for right now, you know? So in my situation, my dad was like, all my daughters are going to be doctors, and then my son is going to be an engineer. Cool. Throughout our whole lives, or let me speak for me, throughout my whole life, I thought that, or all I knew was that I was gonna go to medical school. I didn't think of anything else, but technically I did, but how I should say it is I didn't voice anything else. If you guys don't, like, look on my Instagram, look at my Snapchat, look at like my Twitter, like how I talk, the way I am, for me personally, I could be a doctor, but I just knew it wasn't for me. In the back of my head growing up, I was always into fashion. I was always into art. I was just always into being creative. I'm always into being entertaining. That's just the type of person that I am. So I finally had the courage one time in high school to straight up tell my parents, like, yo, y'all, this is what it is. I want to be a fashion designer. I want to be in the fashion industry somehow. Like, tell me any designer and I could give you their whole entire background. I could tell you this is what was in the fall, spring. Like, I will be like fall, spring, 16, 17. Like, I know. I like knew all the trends. I was reading Vogue like crazy, Teen Vogue, like Bazaar, everything. I was so into fashion. Fashion was my thing. And I still am into fashion. So, but back then it was crazy. I had a whole book that I would just sketch and draw. and just the designs that I had in my head. And it's wild thinking back on it because a lot of the designs I had in my head, like designers like Balmain, like Off-White, like things like that. I see my designs in these people. I'm like, yo, I was ahead of the game. Like Kanye always says, I'm a futurist, I'm a visionary, like that's what I was back then when it came to fashion. I told my parents what I wanted to do, and they straight up told me, you better dead that dream right now. It's not gonna happen. You're gonna be a doctor. The only thing I'm paying for is medical school. So cut that dream. And I was so sad, angry, frustrated, every like emotion associated with that, that I just ripped up my whole sketchbook. I ripped up all the pages, I was just like, this dream is dead. There's no reason even pursuing it. This is dumb. Being the first kid, you don't have anyone before you or after you really that's experienced anything. So you don't have anyone to really encourage you. I think this is where my problems with support come from because I've never had anyone to really tell me, like, no, do it, do what you want to do. Like, don't waste your time doing this. This isn't what you want to do. I never had anyone who had carved that path. So it made more sense out of fear, out of scaredness, that's not even a word, but whatever. So just out of being scary all the time of my parents, I just deaded the dream. It was over, done. So I went to college, did the whole thing, studied bio, did all that fucking shit. I wish I had just said I didn't want to do it, but I did. And then I went to grad school. Y'all know the whole story. If not, go listen to my other podcast. I don't want to keep going back on that. So then when it really became apparent to my parents in grad school that I wasn't going to med school, that's when shit just started hitting the fan with my relationship with my parents. And now this is where the sibling thing comes in. So my younger sister, Ivana, is doing so good in life, okay? And before anyone starts saying, oh my God, this is gonna be some like bitter, jealous rant or something, it's definitely not. And if you weren't thinking that, you're probably gonna think that along the lines of this. So I'm gonna be just extremely honest through it. And hey, if that's your opinion, let me know what you think so that I can get a whole other opinion on how I feel. So Ivana chose to follow the path that my parents set out because for her in life, she cares about stability, in ways that are different from my perspective on it. And her goals in life are so different. They're so different from mine. So for Ivana, it made sense. Like, I'm gonna go to medical school. I'm gonna put in all my efforts. I'm gonna do this, okay? And then for me, I was like, no, I don't wanna do that. I want to do what will, at the end of the day, bring me joy into my life. I'm not going to go be a doctor, spend all this time. I already spent 4 years studying bio. That was cool. I'm glad I have that perspective in my life. But at the same time, oh, no. And then it just got to a place where it seemed like I became the first child that was the lost one. That they kind of just are like, okay, she didn't do what we wanted, so we're just gonna kind of like let that situation be and then focus on the one who's doing what we said. And then every time we get into arguments between me and Ivana, at least, it just seems like we're in a weird place where she feels like she's the one that did everything right, so she can act a certain type of way. And then I'm the one that did everything wrong, So let's just throw shots at her. Let's tell her she wasted her time in LA. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. Like, let's put her down. That's how I feel in this whole situation. And it really pisses me the fuck off. I don't like it. I really don't. I think that because I chose to take another path, that doesn't mean that, not even that I'm not as good of a person or something, but like, that shouldn't be a reason for my parents to treat me differently. That shouldn't be a reason for Ivana to treat me differently or my siblings to treat me differently. Like, my life, yeah, it really isn't stable right now, you know? Like, the direction that I want to go in, that's a difficult direction. I don't even have a fucking direction because it's like no one's ever done what I want to do. So it's like I'm trying to set my own path. I'm trying to do things. I'm not really open with my family or with anyone really about where I'm going in life because not only because it's a direction that no, I have no guidelines for. It's kind of like I'm weaving this path on my own. But it's just, why would I talk to people that don't support me? You know, like I just don't get it. I don't have support from friends. I don't have support from family really. So it's kind of like why I'm stuck in my world, in my head of Maureen didn't go to medical school, so now she has to fix her whole entire fucking life so that it can make sense for everyone else, like it fucking makes sense in my head for me. And being the older sibling, it sucks because you're the one that's trying, or not even, I hate the word trying. Trying is not an action. You can't fucking try to do anything. I strive to be a good older sibling. I want to set a good path for my sisters and my brother. I want to show them, like, you know, hey, I didn't go the path. I was about to say the right path. You see, that's how like much ingrained in my head that I know it's right, but because my family doesn't think it's right, it's like I doubt myself. But I want them to know that any path in life is right. So it frustrates me when my sister and my parents will justify certain things in ways because Ivana did what they wanted and I'm not. And you know, si oh God, sibling drama just it runs deep, man. Drama is everywhere, man. Like, it's in every single situation. And sibling drama is probably one of the top five worst dramas because these are people you love and care for, and you don't want them to be seen in such a negative light, or you don't, not people to see them, but you don't want to see them in a negative light, you know? But everyone has good and bad qualities. You know, even me, like if you talk to Ivana right now, if she did a podcast episode on Sister, she'd probably be like, bro, man, like, worried is this, worried is that, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And I love my sister Ivana so much. And I'm so happy she's going to medical school. But these are situations and arguments that we get into all the time. And they're arguments in that, like, I don't want to throw shots at my siblings, but it seems like my siblings, and y'all let me know too, like my siblings like to throw shots that cut pretty deep, you know? And I know they're just words, and you know, anyone can say I didn't mean to say that, but for me, I'm a firm believer that when people are arguing with you, those words that come out of their mouth are words that they've thought. There's no reason you would say those things if those aren't things that you've thought in your head, whether it be in private or whether you've discussed with someone or something. That's why for me, when I argue with people, I really try or have intense conversations. Let's call it that. I really strive to not say things that I will regret because words do mean a lot. At least for me, words mean a lot. I know actions back it up too, but words are strong. Sibling drama, man. Sibling drama. Well, let me know what you guys think. You know, I didn't, I think I gave enough detail on the whole situation. I don't think I need to go like super deep into this. Everyone has sibling drama. Let me know your sibling drama. Let me know what y'all think. And I will be back with videos. Miami's just, such a bomb place that I don't even have time to do makeup because I want to be in the fucking water all day. So, yeah, I hope life is good for you guys. My life is just going up. Gotta stay positive, never stay in the negativity, just get out of it. And I hope you'll have a good day. Stay tuned for more. And this is Diary of a Bad Bitch. Bye, y'all.